Wolf by D.H. Long. Over the heart of the West, the towers, desert, circles an eagle, and it's dark between me and him. The sun as he waits a moment, huge and liquid, standing without feet on the rim of the far-off mesa, says, look for a last long time then. Look, look well, I'm going. So he pauses and is beholden, and straightway is gone. And the Indian in a white sheet, wrapped to the eyes, the sheet bound close on his brows, stands saying, see, I'm invisible. Behold how you can't behold me, the invisible in its shroud. Now that the sun is gone, and the aspen leaves and the cottonwood leaves are fallen, as good as fallen, and the ponies are in corral, and it's night. Why, more is gone than all these, and something has come. A red wolf stands on the shadow's dark red rim. Day has gone to dust on the sage gray desert, like a white Christus fallen to dust from a cross, to dust, to ash on the twilight floor of the desert. And a black crucifix like a dead tree spreading wings, maybe a black eagle with its wings out, left lonely in the night in a sort of worship. And coming down upon us out of the dark concave of the eagle's wings and the coffin-like slit where the Indian's eyes are and the absence of cottonwood leaves or of aspen, even the aspens of dark-crossed donkeys, come tall old demons smiling the Indian smile, saying, how do you do, you pale face? I'm very well, old demon, how are you? Call me Harry, if you will. Call me old Harry, says he, or the abbreviation of Nicholas, Nick, old Nick, maybe. Well, you are a dark old demon, and I'm a pale face, like a homeless dog that has followed the sun from the dawn through the east, trotting east and east and east, till the sun himself went home and left me homeless here in the dark at your door. How do you think we'll get on, old demon, you and I? You and I, you pale face, you and I don't get on. Mightn't we try? Where's your God, you white one? Where's your white God? He fell to dust as the twilight fell, was fume as I trod the last step out of the east. Then you're a lost white dog of a pale face, and the day's now dead. Touch me carefully, old father, my beard is red. Thin red wolf of a pale face, thin red wolf, go home. I have no home, old father, that's why I come. Retake no hungry stray from the pale face. Father, you are not asked, I'm come, I'm here. The red dawn wolf sniffs round your place, lifts up his voice, and howls to the walls of the pueblo, announcing he's here. The dogs of the dark pueblo have long fangs. Has the red wolf trotted east and east and east from the far, far other end of the day to fear a few fangs? Across the Pueblo River, that dark old demon and I thus say a few words to each other. And Wolf, he calls me, and Red. I call him no names. He says, however, he's star-old. I say he can go back the same gate. As for me, since I trotted at the trail of the sun as far as ever the creature went west and lost him here, I'm going to sit down on my tail right here and wait for him to come back with a new story. I'm the Red Wolf, says the dark old father. All right, the red-dawn wolf I am.